Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's Christmas Day. We're in the Indian Ocean. Our position is 48 degrees, 15 minutes south, and 110 degrees, 30 minutes east. Nice to clock over that 110 degree east longitude line. Puts us with 70 degrees of west longitude for Boston, that precise 180 degrees of longitude away from Boston, and Boston's at 42 or so north, so the 48 south is just about exactly opposite point of the planet. We're making about 8.5 knots at the moment. We have just a storm jib up in anticipation of tonight's new low pressure system coming through. The graph is at 985 or 986 and still going down. And I don't know how much wind we're going to get. We have about 40 knots right now, 43 knots right now. So maybe quite a bit. Maybe it'll be more moderate, 45, 46. We got a few things done on the boat today with the mainsail down, and the boom amidships was able to inspect the lashings I'd done on the when I was hanging off the end of the boom those couple of nights, and tighten them up a little bit, make some improvements, so awful lot easier to do it from the deck than to be hanging out at the end of the boom and doing it. So good to have that opportunity. Did a little bit of bait forward. We have somehow we have water coming in. You never know how it gets in, but we have it coming in little bits and pieces, but it accumulates, and so actually took haven't been up in the bow for couple of days because of the storms. Took about 8 buckets out of 3 compartments up there. Let's see, did a recording for the Vendée Globe website as well, which was good, I think. Just to thank the French for this race, and honor to be in it as an American. Only the 3rd American in it. So we're going along. Also had a chance to go through a nice stocking put together by friends in LaSalle alone. Of some presents for me for Christmas and for the boat, and just to make it a little bit festive here. Festive, unusual word to associate with the Indian Ocean on Christmas Day, but it is a little bit more festive, and I appreciate all that stuff. Also had a nice conversation with a friend named Tom Perkins back home, a sailing friend, and just words of encouragement. Lots of emails coming out, words of encouragement, and means a lot. Pretty far away here, and means a lot. So thanks to everybody who sent things out here. Trying to keep the boat going. Pilot's doing okay. Got to charge the batteries in a little bit, but the wind charger is doing a good job, and we do have a little bit of a radar on the fritz, sort of comes and goes. So we gotta have to figure out how to keep a better radar watch and look out here, particularly after that episode the other day. But also called my neighbors here, Derek Hatfield on board Algemoose Spirit of Canada, and Johnny Malvin aboard Artemis, to wish them Merry Christmas, and nice chats with both of them. Everybody feeling a little bit like we're a long way from home on a pretty important day for family and friends. We'll try to keep going to complete the tasks that we've undertaken here with this race. And hopefully if we can get some reasonable weather for a little bit of time, we can start to make some miles. Made a few miles in between the two lows today and got the storm up to the staysail up to the Solent. Mainsail still staying down. And then back down to the staysail end of the storm jib again for tonight. I'd like to start to tick off some more miles if we could. But we're doing the best we can. And those guys are doing the best they can, too. And we're all kind of encountering things along the way, issues with the boat, continuing along. So that's good. Anyway, I got a nice email as well from my friend Unai Basurko, who had to retire from the race, the Basque skipper. Almost back to Spain now, and real camaraderie among the sailors, I think. which is good, but certainly be good to get back when this is all finished. But anyway, here we are, Christmas Day. Merry Christmas to everybody, and great American through. Work back in tomorrow. Wish you all have a great, great, happy day today. Great American through, off and clear.